Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's excited. And we welcome you back to the Scoreboard Show, Sam Crenshaw. Not quite time for the School's Day segment yet. It's coming, though. Stay with
us.
Just
because we're talking about love in Westminster, Garrett's
got him all excited, right? He just can't wait. That's coming up. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker into our second hour on this Friday night. So glad you're with us wherever you are around the Metro Atlanta area. All games are underway now. The games have started at 7:30, and the game we just talked about that's been broadcast on Peachtree TV just kicked off at 8 o'clock. So we'll be keeping an eye on those games along with others. We'll see Kennesaw Mountains got a 7-0 score on South Cobb right now. Thomas County Central doing what Thomas County Central does. They're up on Godby from Tallahassee, 14-0. That's the first
quarter. That Godby team's played everybody in Georgia, hadn't they?
I know it. Everybody.
And I don't think they've beaten any of them.
None of them.
They're not going to schedule any more teams from Georgia.
You don't think so?
I wouldn't if I was there.
I don't know. We do that. Folks, we are always happy to have coaches from the area join us on our show, especially when they have an off night and spend some of their time with us and share with you. And we're happy to have a coach who is, my goodness, got national notoriety while coaching at Hoover, Alabama, and has now come to Georgia and is doing amazing things in his first year at Gainesville High School. Coach Josh Niblett, welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Well, appreciate you guys having me on, man. Appreciate what you guys do for high school football on Friday nights and all throughout the week. And just, it's a blessing to be on with you.
Coach Niblett, we spoke when you first moved over here on my podcast, and I was really impressed with your mission and your plan. And it seems to be going pretty well right now, Coach. So where are you 5 games in?
Well, I mean, it's still a process. I mean, there's a lot of teachable moments by the coaches and a lot of learnable moments by the players. And, you know, we're just seeking to try to get 1% better, you know, every day. And, you know, it's all about us. It's what are we doing to get better every day? How do we reevaluate ourselves on a day-to-day basis so we can give a better version of ourselves? And so, you know, it's still a process. We still haven't played our best football. And so, you know, but we don't want to end the year and also not have played our best football. So, you know, we started moving in the right direction a little bit more last week against Appalachie. And so, you know, we had a good week of some good on good and get an opportunity to kind of sharpen our edge a little bit before we get into the back half of our schedule with our region play.
Spending time here on the High School Scoreboard Show with Coach Josh Niblett, head coach up at Gainesville High School. The Red Elephants are off to a 5-0 start so far. They're off this week. They get Lanier next week when they go back to work. Coach, you come in at Gainesville, and your first game is against one of the great traditions in our state, in Marist. Thoughts about that, obviously, and a coach who's won over 400 games with Alan Chapp. But just thoughts about that's your first game as a coach in the state.
Yeah, welcome to Georgia. Yeah. you know, yeah. I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, it was an awesome opportunity for us in our program because, you know, I don't know how many people gave us much of an opportunity to win the game, but we felt like, you know, we could have a good football team. We just knew how we were going to have to play. We were going to have to start fast. We did start fast. We were going to have to play assignment sound football. We did that. And then, you know, they made a run at us in the third quarter, and we bowed our backs and then came away with a score in the end to seal it. And, you know, just proud of our kids, proud of our program, proud of our community, you know, that first game. But it was a great opportunity for us to kind of evaluate where we're at against a really good opponent who has a lot of tradition and history.
Coach isn't that worried about it, Coach. He coached against Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Thompson. They all got guys like that, too. He was used to it. Coach, What is different, though, in the transition to Georgia to Alabama? Is it still just football, or is there a difference?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, there's some infrastructure stuff that's a little bit different within the associations that you got to get used to. There's different things as far as the calendar goes. You know, in Alabama, you don't have padded camps. In Georgia, you have that. So that was a whole different experience for me, you know, as a coach. But being able to experience that, have a shared experience with our players and our team, I thought was something that allowed us to get better before fall camp started. And, you know, but then, you know, week in and week out, you got to be ready to play. I mean, everybody looks great on film. And, you know, there's a lot of great athletes, a lot of great size, a lot of great coaching going on, and guys that have an ambition to be really, really good football players. And so week in and week out, you got to bring your A game, because if you don't, then there's an opportunity you're going to get beat. So, you know, our kids understand that.
Coach, talk about the last few years and being where you were and getting a chance to observe and get on the field with teams from Georgia. A lot of it was during summers, during the summertime. Obviously, the 7-on-7 series is big, and one of the stops each team here wants to make, they want to qualify to advance to play over at Hoover. But last year, you had a chance to take part in the Corky Kale Kickoff Classic, a year deferred because of COVID. Talk about getting a chance to take part in that Georgia tradition last year.
Well, I mean, that was just a blessing. I mean, to be able to be a team that nobody from out of state had ever played in the Corky Kale, and for us to have that opportunity was awesome for us, and it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, you know, when I first got to Hoover, you know, we played Camden County, you know, my first 2 years there. The first year we played them at our place, got embarrassed, and next year we went on the road and played them on ESPN and beat them on a last-second field goal. You know, we played Rush when he was at Colquitt County, once at our place, once at their place. We played Grayson twice. So, you know, we have played some teams in Georgia. And so I already kind of knew, you know, the caliber of teams, because all those teams, I mean, every year I think the teams we played from Georgia either played for it or won it that particular year. So, you know, it gave me a good gauge to know what we were going to be lining up against and battling against. And so, you know, our biggest thing here, though, guys, is, like, we have to concentrate on what we're doing. You know, I think sometimes you get so consumed with who you're playing that you forget about what you need to be doing. And so, you know, our thing week in and week out is just us. You know, we watch film on our opponents, and we know how we got to get lined up and what we've got to do. But, you know, once Sunday and Monday's over with, I mean, the rest of the week's about us. And we want three things when we line up. We want to make sure we have great energy, great effort, and great execution, and we control all that.
Coach Nibble, thoughts about what you found there at Gainesville and just the community? We've seen some photos of some facility upgrades that have taken place there and that are in place. Thoughts about the importance of those things as far as what you're building and kind of reshaping things there in Gainesville?
Well, I think, you know, when I made the move, I think anytime you make a move, you want to be around, number one, you want to be around great people, and you want to be around people that want to win. And I remember the first day that I met the players, I mean, I could just see it in their eyes that, you know, they want to win. And, you know, they wanted a vision to be set for them so they could have a focus every day. And, you know, our administration, our leadership, our superintendent, our principal, athletic director, all those involved, our board, you know, they've had a great vision here about the things that needed to be done, not only from an athletic standpoint, but academic standpoint with the facilities and the things and the resources we're giving our kids in every spectrum as far as our school goes to have an opportunity to be successful. And when your leaders have vision, then it's your job to make sure when you validate that every day that you have great focus. And so we've been very, very, very blessed, and we're not taking anything for granted. And, you know, we got into our student activity center probably the week before our scrimmage. So it's been neat to be in there. We renovated our weight room. You know, we got in it in the summer. And so, you know, there was a lot of things that needed to be done that had gotten done. And, you know, we're still doing some things. And so we still have a 3-story academic building that's going up right now. And, you know, the vision that we have in Gainesville and the community and the support, it's just been unbelievable. I don't know if you got to see any of the first two games as far as our crowd goes, but, you know, it's standing room only. You know, people involved, people in the community involved all week, and just can't wait for Friday nights to roll around, and that's what you want to be a part of.
Yeah, Coach, we talked about Carrollton early in the show. Gainesville is one of those communities that loves football. and has. And it's exciting to see what Coach Niblett's doing there and seeing it just grow and grow and grow. So, Coach, you know, this is year one. I know, no pressure. But what's got to happen in these next five games to get where you want to be at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, number one is we're just trying to be 1-0 every week. I know a lot of people say that, but, you know, this next game for us is not about being 6-0 or 2-0 in the region. It's about being 1-0. And so we've got to focus in week in and week out on what we can't control, what we've got to do to get better. We've got to understand what our deficiencies are, what our strengths are. And then week in and week out, we got to make those deficiencies. We got to get them better, and we got to continue to build on our strengths. And then, you know, give our kids an opportunity to be successful, continue to have shared experiences, continue to grow our experiences on the field and off. And, you know, if we want to, you know, you got to have a vision, a forward thinker about, like, guys, I'm going to have a vision of where we want to go, but you got to just be focused and stay in the moment of where we're at. So, you know, it's win the next game and give ourselves an opportunity to championship so we can start the playoffs playing at home. So stay focused in on the next one from there.
Coach Niblett, I want to ask you about one other thing that's a big key as far as our program and as far as sustaining programs. What about your youth participation, and how much have you been involved with that or paying attention to
that? Up because our numbers are up.
And then we lost him.
Did we lose Coach?
He's like dropping in and out. I'm gonna see if Garrett can still get it back. So we're about to finish up with him. But such great information. It's great to hear his enthusiasm.
Coach had me ready to go.
I know it. Coach, I think we got you back now. You were talking about
your – You good now?
Yeah, we got you now. Yeah. You're talking about your youth participation.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, our programs have added numbers. All of our youth programs have added numbers, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, one thing that, you know, I do every summer with our guys is I have coaching clinics with our youth coaches, and, you know, I have camps with our youth. You know, we want our community to be involved in every facet, no matter what sport it is, because we want our youth to grow and we want our programs to grow. And we want to continue to get our numbers up. And that's what we're going to have to do. But in order to get your numbers, it's not what you do to people. It's how you make them feel. And so we want to give every kid in our community an opportunity to be successful in whatever sport they desire to play and give them good instruction and make sure they have a great experience so they continue to grow at it.
Coach, on a personal note, when I heard you got the job up at Gainesville, I said, he's going to be on that lake. Do you spend much time on the water? Or do you fish?
Sam, Coach is working.
No.
Coach is working.
No, Coach.
He ain't retired now. Coach, that's me. That's me.
I have not been on the lake one time.
What?
Not one time.
Are you kidding me?
One time.
Coach.
I have not been on it one time.
Coach is working out, or he's working them kids out.
Yeah. I'm with my family, and so – yeah, but I hadn't had a chance much to get on the lake. Maybe,
and we'll see. Oh, we got it. It's time for us to get moving anyway. But you're gonna try to get it back one more time. He's gonna try to get it back one more time. I thought for this one, I heard he was going against. Like, man, he's gonna.
You know what the difference is, Sam? Right. And I says it. Coach is not in retirement mode.
Okay.
No, I mean some people are. You know, at least they enjoy that part. But I've watched him. I talked to him some. He's coming over here to build a successful program, and he's ready to work. Yeah. And so, you know, that he ain't got time for that. That's my job to be retired and be at the lake. I'm sitting here talking to you. Coach is working. He probably watching film. That's probably why he's probably in the dungeon somewhere watching film while we can't keep him.
I don't know. All right. Well, we appreciate Coach Josh Niblett spending some time with us tonight. Great catching up with him, welcoming him to the state, and his 5-0 right now. He's made himself right at home with his Gainesville Red Elephants. They're back in action next week against Lanier. In the background, the Gainesville High School marching band sends us to break. Coming up, school days. Gordon Beckham going to join us. He ain't going to talk baseball. He's going to be talking football. You stay with us. Sam and Chris, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios for the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Days when I was young, I'm not a kid. In some days, I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's School Days on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Continuing the 8 o'clock hour, Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker with you here in our studios here in Midtown Atlanta. And folks, this is a segment that we always have a lot of fun with each and every week, and a chance to just talk about people who have lived the Friday night experience.
Here in Georgia.
Here in Georgia, here in the metro Atlanta area.
Just like these kids tonight.
Right.
But then they became something that people know them for.
People know them for. And the person we have tonight, they've known for having a very long Major League Baseball career with the Chicago White Sox, and now we watch him on Bally Sports with Braves Live. And before that, Georgia, University of Georgia, College Baseball World Series to the finals, College Baseball World Series. But before all that, Friday nights.
Friday Night Lights.
This guy was lighting it up.
I'm saying Sam says he can sling it.
He can sling it. He can spin it. He can. I saw him in person. And he's joining us now. Westminster School alum Gordon Beckham joins us now to talk School Days. Gordon, you're on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Welcome, man.
Sam, thank you for having me. And I'm excited to talk about my glory days here.
Do you see them? That, and how often does anybody actually talk with you about it, or people actually know that you are All-State quarterback at Westminster?
Well, I tell people all the time I'd rather talk about high school football than big league baseball. So, you know, any chance I get to joke around with somebody that I actually used to play football and I was okay at it, was I take full, like, opportunity with that. But yeah, man, it comes up every once in a while, and I'm always quick to joke around with them and try to drop a little two-time All-State every once in a while, and they think I'm kidding. I'm like, no, seriously, I was somehow two-time All-State in football, and they're like, you're kidding. I'm like, no, But I love talking football, man. Football's in my opinion one of the greatest sports, if not the greatest. And I had so much fun playing high school football and a lot of great memories.
Well, Gordon, what moment stands out the most when you think about your time at Westminster playing football?
Well, I would probably say, I mean, our senior year we were 10-0. We beat two teams that ended up going to the Final Four that year. We lost to one of those teams the second time we had played them at home, Cartersville, when I was a senior. That was it was a great season. We were a really good team. Obviously, we're probably one of the top teams in the state, and just had a bad night. To lose to them the second time. One of the favorite memories I have is my junior year. We were playing up in Gainesville. I wasn't playing quarterback at the time. I was playing free safety and receiver and doing some running back and quarterback every once in a while. And it was snowing. I believe it was the second round of the playoffs, and we played up in Gainesville. They were either the number one or two team in the state, and we went up there and beat them in the snow, which was pretty awesome. That was probably a highlight of mine, just to go up there and do something like that. And, I think we lost the next week in Waco, and that was just a lot of fun to go down to the House of Pain and play a really, really good team down there. So, I mean, it's not just one moment. I think it's, going out there and spending time with your best friends and high school, buddies and be able to compete. And that was just a lot of fun for me.
Folks are spending time here on the High School Scoreboard Show with Gordon Beckham. Of course, you can watch him, weekly or nightly now on Braves Live on Bally Sports with another guy that was pretty good high school football player, Trevor Scales. Trevor Shields.
Yeah, man.
That was pretty big.
Do you guys talk about who was better, though? I mean,
I think it's pretty obvious that Trevor was better. I mean, we watched the Harvard highlight film the other day. And,
really?
Clearly,
no.
It's clearly Scales by a million. But I haven't taken him in the high school highlight tape, and I think I have to do that maybe next year or in the postseason to mess around with him and say that, I don't know if he was all state. I'm sure he probably was, but if I got more all states than him, don't worry, he will know about it at some point. So y'all need to fill me in on that.
Oh my goodness! Now I'll tell you who we haven't mentioned yet. We haven't mentioned Lovett. Now you got to talk a little bit about those fine folks that are right down the block from Westminster, and I'm sure you face them in a lot of different, not just football, but baseball too. But what are your memories?
Yeah.
What are your memories from playing against those guys?
I mean, Lovett was obviously our rival, and private school kids going at it, a lot of silver spoons on the field. But at the same time, it was it was a lot of fun and a lot of good friends on both sides, honestly, to this day. And I remember I believe we only lost one time to Lovett when I was there. It was my sophomore year. We weren't very good. I think we went 3-7 that year, not good at all. But I think we beat them my junior year and senior year. My senior year, it was the first game of the season, and I remember thinking, I was so jacked up for it. I got so jacked up, I made a long run and then ended up going to the sideline and having to stay out a few plays because I dropped a little weight on the sideline, and I got really dehydrated for the rest of the game. And
wow.
So I'd go in for a play and start cramping up and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't get to play a lot, but we ended up winning that game. Always a really good rivalry, between Westminster and Lovett. I mean, it kind of takes me, I think a lot about my dad's, was a really good high school football player and played in South Carolina. And he always used to tell me when I was growing up, Marist ended up when he was a senior. He was obviously one of the top recruits in the country. And when he was a senior, the second time they played, Marist actually, and this is way back in the day, so children hide your ears, but they got some baby cats and a mama cat and hung the cats up on the mailbox of his house the morning of the game.
What?
I bring that up as like rivalries in the city of Buckhead and Atlanta is it's pretty intense. but I'll never forget that story from him.
Oh, my.
Wow. I don't have much to say back to that.
I
was just going to give Garrett, our man behind the glass here, Garrett went to love it, so we were just giving him a hard time about Westminster beating him up when Gordon was there. But I'll ask this.
Maris was – they were meaner, apparently. They must have been. Probably because they couldn't hunt down a lion, more than likely.
Gordon, I coached high school football for a long time as a head coach, and I loved it. But I have to ask you this question because so often, and especially now more than it used to be, there's great, great football players that don't play because they play baseball. You know, and we, the football coach, are begging them to play, and they don't play.
Yeah.
So what advice – would you have – you played in the major leagues, which is all their goal. That's their goal. They want to play in the major leagues. You played high school football, so I'm trying to point this out as much as possible. But what advice do you have for those guys that really are good athletes, they could excel at both, but maybe they're not sure if they should play or not?
I would tell them 10 out of 10 times to go play football. Yes, there's a chance you're going to get injured, and there's always that possibility, but – at the end of the day, I was really good at baseball later on in life because I didn't focus on it until I got to, or I didn't focus solely on it until I got to college. And I think that what that did for me is it allowed me to get athletic and be athletic in a different sport. And it also allowed me to peak at the right time in college versus peak in high school. And you know, I mean, listen, I love baseball, but baseball is boring. I mean, anytime you can go out there and spend time with your buddies on a Friday night and you have a huge buildup all week to going out there and you know, on Friday Night Lights and being able to compete, like that was real excitement. I mean, baseball players that have some interest in football, I would tell them 100% to do it because it's just an experience you won't ever have with baseball. Baseball is a grind. It's a long season. And you have to be even keeled. In football, you can jack yourself up and get yourself psyched up to go play for, you know, 60 minutes of football and then just leave it all out there. So I totally disagree with the notion that these days you have to specialize in high school. I think it's ridiculous. If you're a great athlete in football and baseball and you decide to play football, you're still going to be go to where you want to go in your baseball career if you want to focus on that afterwards. Injuries aside, I mean, yeah, you can get injured in football. I knew that risk. I had basically a full ride to go to Georgia my senior year when I had already committed, and I played every snap of that football season and had no worry at all about getting hurt because, you know, I just was like, I would never give up playing college, high school football for college baseball. That was always like, you know, I wanted to play football. And I just think it's too early from that point to say that you should specialize. So any parent out there, I would, I know football has its risks, but I would always say to play whatever sport they want for as long as they want, because mainly you're going to get burned out with baseball. I mean, I got relatively burned out with it, and I didn't play it all year. So
yeah, and I agree, and it goes the other way too. The really good football guys should play other sports too. I just think kids they should play whatever they want to play. I mean, and guys
totally
at the highest
agree with
level.
That.
Austin Riley played high school football.
Yep, Gordon Beckham. Yep.
Let them figure out other stuff too. It makes you a better baseball player to be understand. You know, I mean, if you're playing football at a high level or basketball at a high level, you're going to be a much better athlete than you are if you just played baseball. I always tell parents now, let them play whatever they want as long as they want, because baseball is a grind, and so few people make it to the big league. So much has to happen right for you to get to the big leagues. It has to be, you have to be a high draft pick. You have to be generally a high draft pick. They have to give you every opportunity. You have to have the right situation with the right organization and the right timing, and all that has to come into play unless you are the elite of the elite. And so I would never give up on something else just to pursue a baseball career, because it, you know, very few people actually make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're spending time here with Gordon Beckham. Great thoughts from him. I got it, though. We haven't mentioned your coach. Give us something on Coach Romberg over at Westminster.
Man. You know, Coach Romberg, I wish I could give you something, some dirt on him, but there's none there. Literally first-class guy. Love him to death. And he was probably, you know, along with a few other coaches at Westminster, Chad Laney being one of them. He was one of my kind of just really go-to inspirational guys that I wanted to play for. I mean, my grandfather who played at Georgia back in the 50s before he tore his knee up. He couldn't stand Romberg because Romberg didn't start me at quarterback when I was a sophomore. And I didn't care at all about that because I just loved playing defensive back. And that was Romberg's, kind of his specialty, what he handled on the defense. And I would have run through a wall for him just because he was a special person. He motivated his kids. And I'm just so happy that he actually got a state championship later on, because I do think that the team that we have was very capable. Obviously, you know, saw the people that we beat that were in the final or semis that year, you know, it very easily could have been us there. And you know, he just deserves that. He's a good coach. I know other people have tried to get him away from Westminster, and I remember after my junior year, I don't know all the situation, but I think that Lovett was going to allow his children to go to Lovett and wanted him at Lovett. And
what?
Basically, you know, the players came in and begged him to stay. We begged him to stay, and Westminster apparently did not want to give the same deal, sadly. And he still stayed for us. And I don't know if I was in the same situation, if I would have been able to make that call, you know, because he loved us, but obviously you love your children more. So that was kind of a defining moment for me, that he stayed there when he didn't have to, and he had probably a better offer, honestly. So he's a special guy. He's just class all the way, and hopefully he gets one or two more before he retires.
Yeah,
folks, 31 years in a row.
Yeah,
at Westminster, Coach Romberg.
That's yeah. Amazing.
31 years in a row, Sam.
That is pretty something.
Good. Hey, we out-prepared everybody. I can promise you that. Those coaches were unbelievable. I mean, a lot of times we weren't as athletic as a lot of the teams we were playing, but we just were so well coached, and we were relatively disciplined to where we won games because of that, how well we were coached and our discipline. Without Coach Romberg and his staff, we probably would have lost a lot of games.
Wow. Wow. Gordon, we appreciate you spending some time with us here, and we could go on and on because these are tremendous stories that you're sharing with us, but we thank you for taking some time. We know you're busy with Valley Sports now, involved with Braves with this push for the division title. I still think we're going to get it.
We're going to get it.
And, man, we're going to be tuning in.
They need to come back tonight. I see they're down. So if they can make it back, yeah, they're right. They're a great team. Listen, I mean – if they get an opportunity in the playoffs, which they're going to get, it's anybody's game. Their pitching staff is second to none. I mean, they got some dudes on the mound. So that changes the game. So we'll see.
All right. We'll be watching, tuning in. Gordon, thanks so much. Always great catching up with you. And thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Gordon Beckham. You know him for having a great baseball career, but I'm telling you, on Friday nights, he was spinning it over there.
He could spin it. Granddad was mad he wasn't spinning it earlier.
Yeah. You think about that, though, and the great athletes, granddad, his dad, that's, you know, a very competitive family. I forgot just what a competitive family he came from.
Yeah, and that's part of it, just being there. And the great coaching, great facility, great place at Westminster.
Yeah. Fantastic. Great spending some time with him for our school days yesterday. All right, coming up next, we got our sideline reporters. They have some updates from the games that they're covering, and we got some updates, some scores. Some games that are going on right now as we head some getting close to halftime. You stay with us, Sam and Chris, here in our Midtown studios on a Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris here, 9 floors up with Garrett Chapman on the other side of the glass on this Friday night. So glad you're with us, folks. And we're running down some scores. Chris, you got a couple of games you've been checking out. The scores you want to run around. I'm seeing Hebron Christian. Hebron's up 21-7 on Athens Christian. That is a second quarter score.
Yeah, see, we got, you know, one that I'm keeping an eye on, Rabun County's up 14-0 on Whitfield Academy. You know, we talked about Whitfield. We had them a few weeks ago. That's two really good teams. We've had both their – well, we didn't have Coach Joyner. We had him on at we had his game. Day-Day was there. Yeah. And we had Coach Davis on when they were off at Rabun. But Rabun up 14-0 in the second quarter there. That's going to be a one to keep an eye on all night.
Got a halftime score. South Forsyth 10, Brookwood 7.
Mm.
And we know where Brookwood was last week.
Vegas.
And we don't know if they got a hangover or jet lag or whatever you want to call
it. Let's say jet lag.
We call it jet lag. You know, don't think so?
I don't know, but it's they're going to figure it out. Southside's got a good team, but I would assume Brookwood was the favorite in that game. And it's tough to come off of a loss like that. They had a tough loss in Vegas. Great trip. Changes a lot of logistics. Got to come back to regular ball here. Be interesting to follow them. Wheeler's up 21-0 on Campbell. I really like Wheeler. They were 0-2. They came back one of the last 2 weeks. They beat North Atlanta last week.
Yep.
You know, that's a great win for Coach Love and Wheeler. Now up 21-0 on Campbell, trying to win 3 in a row.
Got a second quarter score. Colquitt 15, Cedar Grove 10. Got a halftime score. Creekside 16, Chapel Hill nothing. Just some of the games that are going on, we keep an eye on. We got updates from all of our reporters. Let's start with Day-Day Lewis out in Carrollton.
This is a live sideline report.
School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis live at Carrollton High School. We got about 52 seconds, guys, left here in the second quarter. And the Hawks of Hillgrove, they're fighting. After Daniel Okonkwo came up with the interception, Hillgrove would then take advantage of that turnover. And it would be Torin Wilkins connecting with Jeremiah Reeves for a touchdown. Hillgrove still trailing by 21, 35-14. Your score here with about 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. From Carrollton High School for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker, I'm Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys.
All right, that's what's going on down in Carrollton. It's the Trojans taking care of business on homecoming down at that game.
Yeah, Trojans are good. How about North Cobb up 7-0 at halftime? Just went to half. North Cobb 7, Milton nothing. North Cobb playing without their quarterback.
Yeah, without Malachi Singleton. And you and I were talking, you know, in the break about something that may have happened, maybe happening with this North Cobb team.
Well, I told Sam before the game that I thought North Cobb had a good chance because it's the second week in a row you're playing without your star quarterback. And let's not forget, North Cobb's got a lot of good football players, not just the one. But, yes, the quarterback was really, really good, Malachi Singleton. He's had surgeries out. you know, the shock of that. When that happens, Sam, when your buddy, you're 16 years old, and your buddy who you think Superman, who's never, you know, not come through for you and won the game and done all these great, so you think he's invincible, they're out for an extended period of time, or they're out for the year or something. That's devastating for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
But now it's been a few weeks, and you just start kind of getting used to playing without them, and the coaches are used to building the game playing without them. And, yeah, I'm not shocked that this is a great game. UPB's got it. It's going to be a good one. How about Osborne? Do I ever talk about Osborne?
You talk about them.
Osborne's up 28-3.
28-3.
That's Osborne. The score Garrett's familiar with. 28-3. Yeah. Osborne over Woodland.
See, why'd you go there? Gotta go there. Speaking of Garrett and what he's familiar with, let's check in now with Dylan Matthews. He's hanging
this
out.
This is a live sideline report.
And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews here live at Coney Oakley Field. It is halftime and the score remains 10-3. The Lovett Lions tried to put a final drive together to tie the game, but a sack held them back, a holding call held them back, and they couldn't get anything going in that drive. Ultimately punted, and Fellowship Christian was content with the 10-3 lead going into halftime. And the Paladins will also get the ball back coming out of halftime, so they'll try to add to their 10-3 lead while the Lovett Lions are going to try to get back in this one. We will see who prevails in the second half. But for now, we will go back to you, Sam and Chris.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan, for that update. They're keeping an eye on Lovett and their game there. Got one more update here. Eric Slaughter, let's see what he has for us.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter, and I'm live from the Lions Den on the campus of Lithia Springs High School, where we have a 21-7 Lithia Springs lead over the Maynard Jackson Jaguars. Maynard Jackson got on the board first as they took the opening game kickoff, went straight down the field on an 8-play, 65-yard scoring drive to take an early 7-0 lead. But since then, it's been all Lithia Springs as they have ripped off 21 straight points. Two touchdowns by quarterback Jackie Hart, one on the ground and one through the air. And right now, the Lions are dominating this game as we enter the second quarter. I'll check back in later to see if Maynard Jackson gets closer, but for right now, 21-7, let's go back to the studio with Sam and Chris.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric Slaughter, and keep an eye on things out of Lithia Springs.
Yeah, it sounds like a good one. Maynard Jackson started out hot, Lithia Springs come back, Coach Jarvis got him rolling. Dylan's at a good one too now, 10-3, Fellowship over Lovett right now. You think that's a good one?
That's a good ball game.
Coach McFarland, Coach Muschamp, two guys been around forever. Coaching two real, I mean, you got some really, really quality coaches in these games we're following tonight.
Really do. Got a score from out of Woodward Academy. All right, now they're playing out in Covington at Sharp Stadium, and they're up 28-0 over Alcovy. All right, now that is a halftime score for that game. So we're keeping an eye on some other contests and pass some other scores along for you. Another one I saw with Buford up 14-0. Marietta.
That's the toughest toughest non-region schedule anywhere, Marietta.
Marietta.
Wow.
It just goes on week after week. After week, got a second quarter score. Mill Creek up 17-14. Parkview, this is a really good ball game. We talked
What's
about
that tell you? It tells you Parkview's really good. We know Mill Creek's really good. Parkview's really good, too. Collins Hill and Westlake tied at 10. That's two teams that both got two losses, both played really tough schedules, but both trying to avoid a third loss. And I don't want to come down to the wire. It'll be a good one.
Really, really good ball game. Got North Forsyth 14, Shiloh 12. That's a second quarter score. In that game, also got a second quarter score of Alpharetta leading Pope 41-7. That's a second quarter score. In that game, Rome is up on Allatoona in the second, 28-7. Rome has the lead in that one. And Ross was up 21-7. John Chuckery somewhere just, you know, I don't know, John, he may actually be at the game. He's the unofficial mayor of Roswell, as you know. Roswell leading Johns Creek 21-7 right now, second quarter score.
Yeah, you got some good ones out there. It's I'm looking across Norcross 27, South Gwinnett 18. South Gwinnett usually a second half team, Sam. They're in third quarter, you better watch out.
Yeah,
South Gwinnett will get rolling there. Brookwood scored to make it 13-10. They're leading now over South Forsyth. How about Kennesaw Mountain 40-6 over South Cobb in the second quarter?
You know, we saw this starting to come with that team last year.
Yeah, the last couple of years.
Last couple
really,
of years, Kennesaw Mountain has
really been rolling. And I mean, that was a place that had never won more than four or five games in a year.
Right.
Just a couple of years ago, and now just seem to be rolling. They're looking to be 5-0 tonight. I got one to watch.
Okay.
Meta Creek. and Peachtree Ridge.
Okay.
Both got new coaches. Meadow Creek has got Coach Wofford, mm-hmm. who you know, comes over there at 3-1, having a really good start to his career there. Peachtree Ridge hires Coach Helmrich from Johns Creek.
Johns Creek, right.
They start 4-1. Now, they've really struggled the last few years. They're 4-1. They're both playing tonight. One of them's going to get a big win. It's 14-13. I think it's late in the second quarter. You think that's a good one?
Yeah, good ball game. Really good ball game there. Watching Centennial 9-6 on Kale. Centennial leading. And Kale's been undefeated so far. Coach Bobby May has been, you know, got off to a tremendous start as he's being in his first year, new coach there at Kale. But let's see what happens with that one tonight.
That'll be definitely one to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
That could be a huge win.
Could be a big one. Cedar Town's rolling over Dalton, 36-0 second quarter.
Man, Cedar Town's strong. They're pretty good.
Strong program.
You know, they were one of them teams that went deep in the playoffs that Gordon was talking about, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had a young Joey King playing quarterback for them.
How about that? It would have been those times. So that's been neat. Checking some other scores now. Got an update on the Colquitt County. Cedar Grove got Colquitt 22, Cedar Grove 17.
Mm-hmm. You think that's a good game?
Man, that's in Moultrie. You know, McEachern is hanging with Valdosta. They're tied at 7.
McEachern's good now. McEachern is good. They had a
tough
losses early. They played well and lost. Whitewater and LaGrange, this is one to keep an eye on. Both teams 3-1, region game. We mentioned their region last week as being having 5 or 6 good teams that aren't all going to make the playoffs. Well, here's one of these games that's going to determine some of that. Whitewater, 22-7 in the third quarter over LaGrange. So, Whitewater with the lead right now. But remember, Sam, that, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, you covered this a long time. 15 or 20 years ago, you're up 22-7 in the third quarter. It's over, man.
Yeah.
It's not over now.
Not anymore.
I mean, people's ability to play offense and to score and throw the football just totally changes things. But I can remember when I was coaching 15 or 20 years ago and definitely when I was playing before that. You get up 2 or 3 scores, it's over, man.
Yeah.
That's not true
anymore.
Certain
time of the game, you're not coming back. You're right, though. It's a different time.
Definitely not that 28-3 one.
No. You know, and there are a lot of reasons for that, but that has definitely changed over the years. Got to score. McNair playing Columbia. Columbia's up 21-0. That's the second quarter score.
Columbia's having a nice run, aren't they? They have a great team the last couple of years.
They really are.
That's a really good story.
Having a great thing. All right, we're coming to the next hour, and we got another guest who's going to join us.
Who's joining us?
We're going to have Kelly Smith from Henry County and Henry County.
Man, Henry County's had some good days. Good teams.
We're going to let her talk about that, but something very special she's doing with a group of folks that are near and dear to your heart, the Athletic Directors.
Yeah, the Athletic Directors Association. Great group. Excited to talk to Kelly.
All right, that is coming up next when you stay with us. Going into the 9 o'clock hour here on our scoreboard show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.